Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mark Rial. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dennis Martinez. And now, play ball. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a fly ball into left field. Rial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nichols throws the ball into Guillen, who tags Lacy trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball four. Walker moves to second. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial takes first base on ball four. Walker moves to third. Gamble moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez fires to first and picks off Rial. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Gamble scores. Hewlett moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Murray moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Phil Huffman now pitching. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rial hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gielen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Gielen reaches second base with a double. Gamble scores. Hewlett moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. Nichols is walked intentionally. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett scores. Gielen moves to third. Nichols moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gielen scores. Nichols scores. Fletcher moves to third. It's 8-0, White Sox. Tippi Martinez now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fletcher tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. Roenick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-2, White Sox. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, White Sox. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wiggins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wiggins. Hewlett moves to second. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-1 in the game. Dower takes first base on ball 4. Dempsey moves to second. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiggins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Dempsey moves to third. Dower moves to second. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dempsey scores. Dower moves to third. It's 9-4, White Sox. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Roenick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-8, White Sox. Mark Hill now catching. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dower fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 8. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-2 in the game. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dempsey strikes out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dower hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. Hill moves to second. Two outs. Luis Salazar pinch hits for Mark Real. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Salazar reaches second base with a double. Hill scores. It's 10-8, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hewlett is walked intentionally. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Salazar now playing left field. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fletcher bunts towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Wiggins covering, for the out. Nichols moves to second. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker is walked intentionally. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dower fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got six RBIs. Roenick hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-3 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Julio Cruz pinch runs for Oscar Gamble. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salazar for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cruz moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nichols strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dower fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Brian Little now playing second base. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dempsey strikes out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford pinch hits for Allen Wiggins. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 8. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.